Well, so now I only have 6 minutes left, but I want to say thank you for sitting beside Kaka. I mean, he said that they are establishing this training center to help the procurers. And I look at myself as an innovation broker, but most of all as a personal trainer for innovation, and then especially the innovative enhancing procurement. That's what I am, because to innovate, it's risky. And the procurer, they don't want to take risks. So we have to be there for them, and we have to support, you also mentioned, we have to support them and be there, so if they call, if it's something, we can be there. And I will not spend so much time to explain the difference between innovating enhancing procurement and circular procurement, because Jan Mikkel, he's the expert, and he explains so very well innovating enhancing procurement. But I'm so happy to be here together with all of you who, maybe as me, loves procurement, don't you? Because we are here to discuss how procurement can drive the transition to a circular economy, and we need to look through the lenses of circular procurement and innovative enhanced procurement to make that happen. The last 2 days, and also the previous panel, they reminded us there is an urgent need for a fair and sustainable transition, and that we need to change. And through circular economy, we can make that happen. But we have to do it together. And as you said, Tim, we have to make the change in both private and public sector, but first of all, and most important of all, we have to change. Each and every one of us have to change. In Europe, we aim to achieve the fully circular economy by 2050. We are now in 2024, and we are really struggling, aren't we? So we need these specific targets and initiatives from both innovative for circular procurement. We need the strategic utilization for circular procurement to drive the transition towards a greener, more inclusive, and sustainable economy. And procurement is one of our most powerful tools if we really want to make this happen. There's no doubt. But we need the power. So often I take this power pose so we all can get the power to make the transition and all to make the change and use new methods, new strategies, new tools, and develop new frameworks. Not only make the framework, but also use them. So that is the hard thing, to really start to do what we know we have to do, isn't it? And we know the power of procurement, but even though we don't have the capacity, I think, to make this happen. And even though you mentioned Norway, we are the rich country, and we use a lot of money, approximately 65 billion euros annually on procurement. But Jakob, it's only 3% of this amount that is spent on innovative procurements. And we don't have the numbers for circular procurements. And I know Netherlands, who is the front runner, they do measure circular procurements, and they do have their goals. So you're so inspiring, Netherlands. And in Norway, we have the circular strategy, and we also launched the circular action plan. But still, we don't have the specific targets. So how can we really know how to navigate if we don't have the targets? Because that is what really motivates us. And since January, we get this climate and environmental consideration that must be weighted at least 30% to public procurements. But however, I experience that the public sector finds it very challenging to set these requirements. And the suppliers, they are struggling to provide the necessary documentation. So how can we make this happen then? Maybe we need the data. And circular procurement, green procurement, everything we buy must be sustainable. It's not an option. We just have to. Why do we even think about it? Can we do it another way to make it cheap? We have to make the value for every one of us. I'm finished. And circular procurement, I still have some minutes left. And the circular procurement, that it's need-orientated, and it requires a higher degree of involvement, cooperation and dialogue internally with HIND organizations, but also with external actors, both before the formal competitions and also in the follow-up procurement. The requirement sets are different from both public and green procurement, and it challenges both the stakeholders and involves all parties. But said easy, circular procurement is buying less, buying better, and use everything longer. Circular economy is a kind of religion for me. I heard a keynote from Catherine Barth, she's here in this room, about circular procurement, and she made me also write my master thesis on circular procurement, because that is the real power to a sustainable future. So every green procurement must be circular, and with combining innovative public procurement with the circular public procurement, we really can identify and exploit the synergies between the two approaches. Circular principles can inspire and influence the innovation process, ensuring that the new solutions are designed with a focus on circularity from the beginning. Similarly, innovative solutions can bring new perspectives and ideas to improve the circularity within public procurement processes. And we know that the supplier market and the startups, they are encouraged to develop the new technology, the products and the services that contribute to resource efficiency, waste reduction, and the circular use of materials. But they are waiting for the public sector. That's for sure.
I have just one really out of time.
Can I say this one? Is it possible to make this happen? Yes, we can make it happen with the fast track for circular economy and circular procurement. Because we did this 6-month program and we developed a lot of circular solution. And we do this product as a service, maybe it's the most efficient business, circular business model that we have. And also we made new materials and we also made this sharing economy. So it is possible. It doesn't take time, but we just need to start.